Previously on 24.
Agent Walker told me that there's a chance. A small chance that I could help you.
I'm dying. And whatever small chance there is to stop that from happening, it is not worth the pain for me to let you sit there and watch me die.
Daddy, I don't want to lose you.
Come here.
I don't. What is it?
Sweetheart, I'm sorry. You need to go.
Hodges is behind everything that happened today, from the planes going down to the attack on the White House.
What?
He's also responsible for the death of my brother. All you need to know is Hodges worked a deal. Witness protection. My mother approved it, and he's going free. Unless someone intervenes.
I'll get you contact information, a price, and instructions on how to transfer the funds.
Martin, it's Olivia Taylor. I spoke to the contact, but I couldn't go through with it.
Listen to me, Gibran. If you don't do exactly as I say, you're gonna watch your younger brother die right in front of your eyes. And then, I'm gonna kill you.
It was the Americans who killed our parents, Hamid. I'm going to make them pay.
What have you done to my brother? You poisoned his mind. This isn't my brother.
We're looking for a man who worships here. His name is Gibran Alzarian. Do you know him?
I know him, but he is not a terrorist.
We did not come here to debate this with you. Where does he live?
To come into a house of worship with information you should not have, an outrageous accusation, no legal warrant, and threaten me.
I have not threatened you.
Not yet. But we both know where this is going.
Jack, it's Chloe. I found something weird about these hits on Gibran Alzarian.
You know how I said that the $2 million was deposited into his account over a period of 6 months? That wasn't right. They were backdated.
What about the extremist websites he was visiting?
Same thing with timestamps. The hits were backdated 30 minutes ago.
Gibran could be innocent.
What do you have, Agent?
Armed hostile in the back room holding a hostage.
What about Almeida?
He's not in there. See for yourself. Is that who you're looking for?
No.
It's Gibran's brother, Hamid.
They're using him as leverage to make Gibran do what they want.
I can be sure.
Because that's what I would have done.
Hamid, stop! Put it down! We're FBI, we need him alive.
The following takes place between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Hey, hello, this is Evan Katz.
Hi, Evan.
Producer of the show. I'm sitting here with Marilyn Rice-Comb.
I'm terrified already.
Glenn Morshower plays Agent Aaron Pierce, the only character to appear in every season of 24, which I was just found out last week.
Can you rub it in my face a little bit more?
And this is, we refer to it as episode 22, but it's not really called that anywhere.
Now, when you watch this, do you have it, like, memorized? You know what I mean? You know it so well.
By the time we sit in editing, it's so many weeks before, no. But by the time I've watched it seven times, yes.
Mm. You watch it seven times after it's been edited.
Oh, at least.
I love these canisters, no matter what they show up in. I just love canisters.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Especially if they're smoke-filled.
Yes. It's very pretty.
This is well into our bad Tony episodes.
Yes. Mm.
There's good Tony episodes at the beginning, and then there's bad Tony episodes.
America loves bad Tony.
Well, we'll find out.
By the way, a little known fact, those handcuffs we saw just a moment ago are from the film Bondage in Barstow, which Mary Lynn loaned me about a month ago. Tremendous film.
She loaned you the handcuffs?
No, she loaned me the DVD.
Film.
What is Bondage in Barstow?
It's a porn.
Got it. Just checking. I'm sure this is really helping the viewers along.
You do something stupid, and he dies. Badly. Understood?
Yes.
Good. Red line. Westbound. To Washington Center. Got it?
This is, an episode that centers another train episode. I'm always suggesting trains along with some of the other guys on staff.
Is that you?
I'm pretty much the
you're the train guy?
Train freak, yeah.
You're the conductor.
I pretend to be conductors, but I can't really discuss that. Things are... I'm trying to think of something interesting here. All shot in Los Angeles. Los Angeles now has a subway, which makes all this much easier. The subway does not look anything remotely... Oh, yay! Anything remotely like...
any other subway.
Washington subway.
Oh, the Washington subway. Mm.
But it does look like a subway.
What does the Washington subway look like?
Older.
Kind of cool? Know.
No.
Yeah, the L.A. subway is pretty modern.
Pretty modern and pretty useless.
Yes.
Another one in our series of fantastic wigs.
Mm. And glasses. Okay, so I'm kind of asking you the same thing again, Evan.
Yep.
You write it, then you don't see it until the first edit.
First, the editor puts together a cut for the director. The director gets a couple days with it. Then the producers watch it and do a cut with the editor. You know, the director comes in and out of their staff director.
But you don't really watch during so much. You don't watch, like, dailies?
Dailies. It depends on what episode it is, who's directing.
Sometimes you do.
How busy you are.
Do we have more blood on our show than any other show in prime time?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's a lot of probably cable shows that have more blood. We're, you know, this year, there's a nice torture sequence coming up. This year, we've really tried to get away from this because we're kind of bored by it. And we didn't even really want to do it here, but there really wasn't any other way to efficiently and believably get the information out of this guy. You know, it's less satisfying than I want immunity. Hmm. Or, well, maybe more satisfying.
I want to mention, I think Annie Wershing is such a tremendous addition to 24. What a remarkable job she has done.
Yeah, no, in many ways, the season's really from her point of view, actually. And, of course, Agent Pierce and Chloe's.
And given that Kiefer is such a pro to work in such close proximity to him, boy, if you were anything less than terrific, it would really show.
Yeah.
And I think Annie's held her own very well.
Yes. Oh, this has some nice Chloe Janine Garofalo stuff, which I wrote at the last minute.
Yes.
I always felt like that relationship could have been... we could have done more. And this is one of the few episodes where we really had an opportunity to focus on it.
It's hard.
I mean, what'd you think about this stuff?
I love it. Are you kidding? Trace from a GSM ID. I can do that. I always feel very lucky we can work it in, and I wonder if it'll stay.
Of course, these two actors have a Gary Shanley history. I'll
open up the locate protocol. Many years of live stand-up shows.
From that community?
Yeah.
Each other.
Just tons of shows. We've been on the same bill together.
Yeah, you guys are, you know, it's interesting. You're both really comedians who, you know, really locked in the acting thing really, really effectively.
I have all of the Girls Gone Wild videos, but Comedians Gone Dramatic is just tremendous.
Can you loan me some of the Comedians Gone Dramatic roles? Oh, I meant the other tapes.
Agent Walker, the trace is up and running whenever you're ready.
Jack?
Chloe, I'm on. You ready?
The torture.
Yeah.
By the way...
You only have so many choices. And you're writing.
Yeah. You know, one of the things with a seventh year show is, you know, sometimes the show ends up reducing down to its essentials. Torture, immunity, extortion.
And people are really, it's trickling down to me because, you know, when I do press and stuff,
They like
I avoid talking about anything really pertinent.
Well, this
and
season
people are
actually,
nailing even
even you.
I mean, when the show first came out, it's like people are really honing in on it because
we this season in many ways is about the question of operating within the law and torture. It I think we did a good job of staring it in the face. But it's very hard to do a show about a guy who will do whatever's necessary, you know, without doing it at all. So we try to show the price of it. We try to give voice to the other side of the issue, which is probably where the writers actually stand politically, you know, against it. And, you know,
does Jack ever try to just talk to people about stuff?
He usually tries very briefly. But, you know, we always remind people this is a television show, it's entertainment.
How many times would you say it has not worked? He does not get the results he wants from torture. I got asked that by a reporter, by the way.
I did the count. He sometimes doesn't.
Does it ever happen that he
doesn't? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Usually it's highly trained agents, and it forces them to find another way.
That's it? Just get on the train?
Yes, please. You have to help me, okay? You have to call the police.
This is one of my favorite little twists here.
Is there a problem here, sir?
Yes. Yes, thank you, officer. Please, I need your help.
Sir, just calm down. Step this way.
I think Chip Johansson pitched this in the room, and I was like, ooh, that'll really surprise people.
Put the earpiece back in.
What?
I said put the earpiece back in. Now.
That's cool.
This is your Brian.
I understand you had to try.
Bad Tony.
Bad Tony. In reality, Carlos Bernard's actually very funny.
Bad guy.
And
he's hilarious.
Good. He's very much good Tony. Good Carlos. It's really too bad you never get a sense of humor out of any of the characters except for you, Marilyn, and Janine.
We'll be watching.
We're always watching.
This guy looks a little bit like Aaron Pierce's kid.
He does.
He does a little bit. Baby Fist Killer. I like that the DC Metro Pass says DC Metro Pass in huge letters. Keep meaning to ask if it really looks like that. I'm desperately hoping that it does.
Have you guys ever had the experience of discovering after you've shot something that where it was supposed to be Washington, but all of a sudden there's something blatant in the background that reeks of Los Angeles?
Every once in a while. But
like something that says LA Subway.
We've painted out a few things, but nothing that blatant.
Yeah.
Yes, Aaron.
Secretary Woods was asking for you.
Take it away, Glenn.
You were retiring to the residence.
But upstairs detail confirmed that you're not there.
I've never seen this scene.
Well, but you played this scene.
You were there.
Well, I enjoyed working with Sprague. She's, we were inseparable all year. Pretty much seems like every scene we did was, every time I came to work, it was the two of us doing something.
Right.
And she's young and she's sharp. Very talented.
I won't be long, Aaron. 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, she gets to play these levels of I'm trying to sound confident and I'm really freaking out.
By the way, when I said this is a serious, I don't know if you saw the scowl, but I've been working on that physical association of the scowl with the line, this is serious.
I saw the scowl and I respect the scowl.
Yeah, I spent a really more time than I should admit working on that.
This is a mistake, Martin. We
should have so Washington.
This guy's evil.
Leland
I watched
Archer,
a couple of his scenes being filmed. Very talented guy.
This department is asking about my whereabouts.
Okay, did you think no one would bat an eye when a government witness was murdered?
I told you. I changed my mind. I didn't transfer the funds. The man you put me in touch with said he wouldn't act until he received payment.
This is actually a very, very wordy scene. And I think it sustains itself.
By the way, this is a little known fact, but if they were to pan down, and I'm sure they won't, this guy had the most pointed shoes I've ever seen an adult male wear.
Interesting.
It's really the truth. I couldn't stop staring at his shoes.
And you said you wanted Hodges dead to make it happen, and I did, and he's dead.
Oh, my God. My phone records, my computer,
everything. Don't worry about any of those. I'll send you a...
Where was this shot, Evan?
L.A.
Washington, D.C.
I didn't go to the location, so I actually don't know.
It was before you put this in motion. If you let this eat away at you, people are going to notice and get suspicious.
You know, what fans might find interesting is that we have work calls that vary throughout the year based on the time. And sometimes we report to work at 6:30 in the morning, and other times our call time might be as late as 10 p.m. to go shoot an exterior scene during night shoots when we get into the night portion of each day.
Well, the writers work during the day and the actors work at night, so we have it basically the whole 24-hour period covered. You do not want this man unhappy. I mean, this show really is a massive undertaking. I forget how many hundred people are on it when it's up and running.
I actually found myself thinking about that a couple of years ago, that there wasn't an hour of a day that I've not worked.
Oh, that's interesting.
On this show. Doesn't 3 a.m., 5 a.m., 12 noon, every hour.
Nice trench coat. Listen, I just called to let you know that my flight's been delayed. Looking good. It's got like 5 buttons in the sleeve. What? I like it. You don't need 5 buttons. That's just for style.
You think so?
Maybe, yeah.
It's really, really important to sleeve stays closed.
For rolling up button.
He made it very clear that he does not want me around to watch him die.
Okay.
Thanks for pointing that out. I can't stop staring at the buttons now.
Yeah. Fashion first.
Behind Kim, we have two characters that will become important later.
That's cool.
Bill and Sarah. Or is it Bob and Sarah?
Hmm.
Excuse me.
This is a pretty nifty plot twist at the end of this story. This is Kim. And here we are on the subway. Very exciting.
I love that Kim is back on the show this year.
Yeah, we you know, I think the key to that character is bringing her in when it's organic to actually her part of the story and not just kind of finding stuff for her to do because we have her.
Shit.
Another canister shot. I can't get enough of those.
Are you allowed to swear on the DVD commentary?
Oh, you do?
Are you allowed to?
I think you are. I asked last time.
Oh, F it.
She's very mean.
Oh, God, no.
But she's going to get hers. That guy who just passed out of frame is one of our script coordinators, Jeff.
Really?
Who has a small role.
I love when we throw people in into the show.
Yeah, we try to not do it too much. We don't want to take work away from from actors who it's a part of my career, although I think Jeff has done a bunch of stuff. You know, we have a whole department and a guy dedicated to creating these screens, these computer screens. It's really a storytelling art in itself.
What a job that is.
Yeah. Olivier, a French-Israeli guy.
Mary Lynn, have you had to say, I had no choice or we had no choice a number of times in the show?
Not really.
My
thing is more, I'm working on it, and I'm working as fast as I can.
Did you say got it a lot?
Got it.
Yeah, I think.
Got it.
Unfortunately, it's a bad writer's habit. But the truth is, you say it a lot in real life.
Yeah, I think
of course.
It's just a
And my trademark word in this show is ma'am.
Right. This was shot on the Paramount New York Street. Right, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
There are only three New York backlots, streets in Los Hollywood.
Universal only Studios. Three.
Universal Studios, which is burned down in the building.
If Paramount, I had my way.
Warner Brothers.
What is that?
And Fox noise? Lot? The, I don't know.
The chung, chung, chung?
Oh, they're doing the parking lot.
What are you saying? Warner Brothers, Universal, and Fox Lot?
Paramount.
There's not a New York on the Fox Lot?
They used to have a tiny little street.
Oh, yes.
And they still do. It's more of a corner.
They used to do the NYPD.
Oh, yeah.
It's really a corner. It's
an
intersection.
You're not counting that. So there's three and a half.
It's not really a street. It's more of a corner.
Interesting.
As they've expanded the lot.
Look at you feverishly typing away.
Gosh, I'm so good at typing. It's like I can reconstruct the memory state of the UMPC at the time. Do it. No, there isn't enough impact. Oh. Yeah,
there is. See, now here's another example of our difference in our experiences on this show. Mary Lynn and I have been on this show together for many years. We've not done one scene together.
Nope.
And I have never typed, and you type all the time.
See?
Are you actually a good typist in real life?
No.
By some, what I just shared could be regarded as meaningless.
I like it.
Now there's a very interesting and violent piece coming up here, which was in the editing room. We extended this the beating to be, I think, slightly longer than it took place in real life. Sort of cutting the same things from different angles. You know, this is really a culmination of Jack's rage at the betrayal and just desperation. I think this is a really nice moment.
I have nothing left to lose. You either tell me where that canister is or so help me God, I will lay you down right here.
Yeah, I think this is the first time Jack's seen Tony once he knows he's bad. In fact, yes, it is.
People are going to freak out.
Yeah, Carlos is particularly good at being insolent.
There were a number of applets running. We should be able to run them on our hardware. I'm uploading a mirror to you now. You should have it.
You think it's Tabron?
I can't tell, but whoever it is, they're southbound on Connecticut at 30 miles an hour. And they just went right through St. Matthew's Cathedral and out the other side.
He's got to be on the metro.
Yes.
Yeah. See, there's a whole story being told with these maps. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, originally, in the script, up in the last minute, they did not transport. They did not get into cars here and go to Metro Center, and because I didn't feel originally like it made sense for them to do that. But Brad Turner kind of rightly pointed out that it would work better if Jack were actually physically there.
Why didn't you think it made sense?
Well, I guess I was concerned about the real timeness of it. Could they really get there and, you know, subway train, even though the subway train makes stops? But you don't really know where it started.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a little bit of dramatic license allowed.
Jabron, my name is Jack Bauer. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This subway stuff, when we film it, we have a very, very narrow window. I think after 11 or something like that, when they let us use the trains. I think we also, I'm not sure if this is a, there's a guy who has some car interiors. I'm not sure if this is it. This looks real.
And do you have ownership of the train for a short period of time,
very
or regular passengers allowed to get aboard?
No. It's ownership of the trains.
Yeah.
The LA system doesn't run all night, so that helps.
I think the...
Knapsack, anything like that.
I can't tell. There's nothing.
I would think it would be very difficult to replicate a subway. It's so much easier to just...
Oh, God, no. Yeah,
just
no.
Do it.
She was with them when they took Hamid. I think maybe I saw her get off the train.
Are you pulling me at the station right now?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to stay on the train and wait for all the passengers to get off.
There's our script. There's our script coordinator.
Doors opening. Thank you for using the metro. Welcome to Washington Center Station.
It's a bomb, isn't it?
It's a biological weapon. If it goes off, a lot of people are going to die. Are all the passengers off the train?
Yes.
And there's our split screens, which... were relatively rare when 24 started using them 7 or 8 years ago.
It seems like it was groundbreaking almost in television, and now I see it more.
Yeah, it was one of the things you weren't supposed to do, you know. But I think people felt like it called attention to itself, but. But I think now it's just become part of the lexicon of visual storytelling.
Sort of trademark 24.
Yeah. First time I really saw it used extensively was in a Robert Aldrich movie in the 70s called Twilight's Last Gleaming, which is quite good.
What's that movie?
It's really neat. Burt Lancaster, Charles Durning plays the president, Burt Young... Burt Lancaster and Burt Young are, I think, Vietnam vets who take over a nuclear missile silo.
I've actually seen the film.
It's really quite a good.
It is a good film.
Film, under recognized. Must have been one of Aldrich's last films.
I'm always nervous when I'm in the subway system and see a guy running with a bag like
that.
This.
That is the point.
So.
A vaguely Middle Eastern looking guy in the Washington subway carrying a bag. He's a smart guy.
He realizes
showing the bomb is the best way to get it out of there. That guy's a really good actor.
Yeah, he's cool.
And all of these people are extras. They're not
everyone's
people
extras.
That were just there.
And here we have Jack pulling up just in time, which was the right thing to do.
Go with these men, they'll help you. Go!
And...
insert canister spewing pathogen.
The print we're watching has
spewing.
Some of the shots...
spew
instead
pathogen.
Of the shots being there, it says insert canister. We shot actually the canister after it blows up. Originally it had flames in it in its first incarnation. It had been blown up and there were frames, and we had established earlier in an episode that heat kills the pathogen, so we had to redo it without flames. But I'm not looking at the actual shot, so who knows what you'll be looking at.
It never ceases to amaze me that you guys have to come up with a concept each year that is not only gripping for an episode or two, but will maintain an audience's interest year-long. That's a real undertaking.
It amazes us, too. We're actually in the middle of doing season 8, or trying to come up with the premise for season 8, and we've been at it for a couple months, developed and thrown out a few things. I think we've just about got it. About two months and change.
How many storylines are in it?
We're trying to come up with basically 4 pots of story, and then, you know, however many stories come out of those.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we introduce stories die, stories begin. A little Hitchcockian sequence here.
Yeah, sure. We have all this.
What's that?
This is Section A. It's the only thing I want.
I'll give it to you soon.
Do you remember the script?
Mm-mm. That made me laugh, though. This is Section A. It's the only one I want.
Brad Turner, do a little Hitchcock walk across the screen. Remember when Hitchcock used to do a little cameo in his own movies?
Yes. Did he do one just now?
No, I said it'd be great if we had,
great if he did.
We had him do that. Don McManus, I recognize there. Worked with Don in a number of shows.
You mean Bob?
Yeah, Bob, right.
At a table, he's wearing a suit. Short, dark hair? Yes. Yes, is he staring over here?
Oh. You know him?
No, it's just that he was staring at me earlier.
Well, you're very pretty.
I suppose I don't have to worry about hiding twists since whoever's watching this has seen it already, but Bob and Sarah are villains. And it's one of these stories where we have to be careful. We're not giving it away on one hand, but also being honest with the audience.
The Bureau office, tell them we need a full interrogation package ready for when we arrive.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Whatever a full interrogation package is. I know what CTU's full interrogation package was. What FBI's is, you got me.
Do you guys read like 15 guys that come in and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, we do.
You really do? Wow.
The directors usually cast those roles.
Put him in a convoy, full guard detail, weapons ready. We're not losing him again.
I've always thought as an actor that the hardest thing to do is to come onto a moving train of a show that's got momentum and say one line. Nothing
we could do. Yeah. Telling me the canister is gone. How'd you find Annie?
Annie had done a pilot for Joel Surnow and Bob Cochran immediately prior to this. And there was a huge search, which ultimately ended up with Annie. It was a great choice. This is her second wig, I believe. She was blonde for a while.
I can't get enough of Will Patton.
Yeah, he's fun. Very interesting. By the way, this is he's pretty much like this in person.
Really intense and
intense,
evil.
Internal, rich internal life.
Once the passengers have deplaned and the maintenance crew is given a chance to clean up the aircraft, we should be able to begin boarding. We appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Remember him in that film with Gene Hackman and Kevin Costner?
No Way Out. Terrific movie.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get some coffee. Does anybody want anything?
I'll take a decaf. Nothing for me, thanks.
Oh, come on. Are you sure? Yeah. It's my treat.
No. Thank you.
I know the choreography of figuring this out and Agent Franks and the bathroom and everything was I don't know, it took us days to get this story right. This storyline. We also are very careful about putting Kim Bauer in jeopardy because we did it so much. Mm-hmm. Some would say too much. In the first couple of years, so, you know, can't kidnap her. Did that too many times.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. No mountain lions. Been there, done that. I wonder if people will see this coming.
By the way, the restroom scene here, when a guy has getting his hands under the water. I stood in front of one of these the other day and waved frantically like a schmuck waiting for it to dispense water. And it never did. You just feel like an idiot begging for permission. Could I please have some water?
Ooh. That sound effect.
I'd like to get the neck, breaking neck sound effect and bring it home. Play it for my kids.
It's an iPhone application.
Is that Don's real hair or is that a wig?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Come on,
I think it might be
hair.
His real hair.
Of course it is. Yes.
Yeah, that's his real hair.
I had hair like that in the 70s.
I had hair like that before I started working on this show.
Okay, so you had to spend days on figuring out making that happen in the bathroom.
Yeah, the whole mechanics of, you know, we think it's this agent is the bad guy, but it's not, and exactly It's just the steps of getting Kim in jeopardy she's not aware of.
By the way, I can't get enough of that sling.
I like to wear
the sling for the rest of my life. To do this job.
Aaron, that won't be necessary.
Ma'am, you said Aaron's pissed.
He is a PO'd. I feel like we could be related, Sprague and I.
Let's see. Her last name is Graydon, and your last name is Ricegub. I don't think so.
What kind of last name is Graydon?
It sounds very pilgrim-like to me.
Yeah. Pierce, by the way, very good at bearing down on people to get them to tell the truth.
Yes.
I do sense, that she actually doesn't want to let you down here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just, I don't want to get caught in a lie.
I was feeling overwhelmed.
This is a relationship that I think begins in episode 12.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't want her, or anyone else for that matter, to know I was being affected by the pressure.
I actually thought this was one of her best moments. In all of the scenes we did this year, I really liked the way she played this.
I think I can. You feeling all right now?
I am, actually.
Yeah.
I guess I just needed to tell someone what was going on with me.
Yeah, it's sort of like she is telling you the truth, but she's not. She's kind of telling you the truth here, but she's...
I'll have those phone in.
One of those scenes that takes place in the audience's mind as much as with the actors.
There's ma'am. There's ma'am. Your ma'am again.
I don't think I had put ma'am in there. I think you added ma'am. Appropriately.
Sometimes Pierce just channels through me and it takes over and says things I don't even have control over.
I certainly hope so. And another person awake in the middle of the night. But what are you going to do? He did not have a good day.
Sir, this is Agent Pierce. I hope I didn't wake you.
No, Agent Pierce, I'm wide awake.
What can I do for you?
Mr. Kanan, some years ago...
Agent Pierce looks very distraught right here.
...made aware of some modifications made...
I was feeling distraught, actually, that day.
Yes,
sir. Something went awry with my voice, and I was having a tough time projecting.
...meetings to be logged and archived.
If you're asking whether I use...
No, can't tell. On my end.
Sir, did you disconnect it when you resigned and left your office?
No. Why are you asking?
Bob's fun to watch.
Yes, he is. I enjoyed him in Shawshank.
Yeah. Great face.
And it's funny how you'll see a performance by an actor, and we live these privileged existences that allow us to think, hey, you know what? There's someone I'd like to work with someday. And then... several years later, there you are working together.
I really can't talk about this over the phone right now.
Can't talk about it over the phone. This is a device we use to get these characters together in the time between this episode and the next. And here's Olivia paying the assassin the money that she didn't before.
Mm.
I'm quite sure that this played for the audience here. That we had highlighted it enough earlier, but, you know, as the writer, you really lose all objectivity at a certain point. This is a nice moment. Mary Lynn.
Do you have something you'd like to say to me?
Like what?
Oh, I think you know.
I don't think I do.
How about good job, Janice, on reconstructing the UMPC? Or just maybe I should have considered the possibility that you actually know what you're doing.
Oh, you don't know me, but if you did, you would understand that this is the last place you should look for any type of validation.
How about just acknowledging you were wrong?
She's sassy.
Yeah, well, it's two incredibly socially awkward people.
Mary Lynn, I so want to do a show with you. A scene in this show.
It could happen.
Dark wig and a leather jacket.
Jabron, your brother's here.
Hamid!
Let's pack up.
I think we were at Paramount either two nights or three nights on those streets. It's actually a very small area, but shoot it from all sorts of different angles. It looks bigger. That's the imam who will become important in upcoming episodes. Who I you know, barely has a line in this one.
The coffee place over here, excuse me, didn't have decaf, so I had to go all the way to the other end of the terminal. But I want you to know, I got it.
Thank you.
Kind of nice.
It's awesome.
And there's Kim reading Parents Magazine. Mm.
I wish I still had hair.
I wish you still had hair, too.
Something I think you should see.
Who is this?
Open the link, Mr. Bauer.
She's mean.
Yeah.
You know, I look back at some of the old shows in season one as Kiefer has aged graciously, gracefully.
Very much so.
He still looks handsome.
Help Tony Almeida escape or my people will murder your daughter. Any effort to contact her or warn anybody about this will have the same result. Do you understand?
What you're asking me to do is impossible. Tony Almeida has already been secured. He's under heavy guard.
Well, that's your problem. Put this call on your earpiece and keep the line open. I'm going to be listening to everything you say.
Now, Bauer.
I don't know about you, but I'm doing what she says.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The boxes, that's a cool thing about our show.
Simultaneity.
I'm going to pay for what you did to Larry.
What's that look?
There's some comedy.
Yeah. I mean, Carl's didn't have much to work with. I mean, he, you know, there's a lot of evil looks.
I think he's playing evil Tony very well.
Oh, he is, but I mean, you know, he's making a lot out of little.
God, that's my favorite.
You know, these looks here in the van are really where the show lives, where one character knows what's going on along with the audience and the others don't, and you're just sweating with them. In this case, Jack, and Tony obviously does know. Kind of neat. Well, thank you, guys.
And there we have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Evan and Mary Lynn.